Siman Reish Tzad Gimel left off a middle Sif Beis. And we said that you have to have 3 stars out on Matzah Shabbos to start doing Malacha and not spread apart El Ritzufim near each other. And the reason why they have to be near each other is as Tzeis V'Shabbos. So once they have 3 stars out, even if spread apart, that's already Tzeis Chavim. If we wait a little longer until you have more stars to the point that 3 stars near each other, then you become Tzeis V'Shabbos but as adding out the Shabbos also. And therefore the Mishnah brings the Dogma Vava that if you had 3 stars out that are not near each other, then you wait a little bit, so then you can do Malacha. You don't have to bother making sure that there's 3 stars near each other, because the whole point was Tzeis V'Shabbos, to add an extra Mechol al Kaddish. You did that by waiting. If it's a cloudy day, Shulchan Aruch says you wait, that she ate a suffix libay till you don't have any suffix anymore. The Mishnah Berurah discusses why the Machaber just say you wait till it's 4 mil, which Pasha translates to 72 minutes from the beginning of Shkia. That's another way to know that says Chavim, if you can't see the stars. Mishnah Berurah says maybe because it's cloudy, you weren't sure what time Shkia was either. So if it's cloudy by Shkia and by Tzeis, you have no way of knowing if Shabbos is over, you do Malacha. So you wait, that she ate a suffix libay till you have no suffix anymore, and you're certain it's Matzah Shabbos. You can trust yourself, you're certain, you're certain. Shmura says that somebody has a clock, a mirror, a shayis. He knows it well, and it works properly, and he knows that at this point on the clock last night, it was already Tzeis Chavim al Pi Halacha, the 3 small stars out. He says, give me Samachat the next night, that Tzeis Chavim at the same time on the clock. And he brings the Berkei Yosef, Yichaluch, Smukha, Mirror, Shayis, give me Samachat on the clock. A clock was a new thing in the olden days, it was a Chiddush, give me Samachat on the clock. Could point out that really the amount of Tzeis changes a little bit from one day to the next. So maybe you should wait an extra minute or two because maybe Tzeis got later, depending on the time of year. Sif Gimel, someone is honest that, let's say, the reason why he had to be by the edge of the Tchum right when Shabbos ended, because he has to go somewhere for Dvar Mitzvah right after Shabbos. He's allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum for the end of Shabbos. And he's not going to be able to daven Ma'ariv there. He's by the edge of the Tchum, he's not going to be able to daven Ma'ariv. He's not going to be able to make Avdol over there. So he could daven the Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos when still Shabbos day, anytime after Plaga Mincha, and he can even make Avdolah Shabbos evening after Plaga Mincha. But the bracha of Bar Mary Eish, night he cannot make until Real Matzah Shabbos, and he also cannot do any Malacha until it says Hakai Chavim. The Mishnah Berurah says that, even though technically it's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but the Achronim write that someone should not do this, because the Dover Tamuah L'Rabim, it looks very strange to people that you're making Avdolah, that the Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos and making Avdolah when it's just after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos. Also, people might misunderstand the halacha and come to the malacha if they see you davening ma'ariv and making avdala then. Especially, he says, nowadays, people are noig to do like the rabban of Rabbi Yehuda and daven mincha until very late, way off the plag, till shkia or tzeis, whatever it is. So then, it's definitely usher to daven ma'ariv earlier on Matzah Shabbos, starting from plag mincha. Even though Erev Shabbos, people are meikol, and they daven ma'ariv of Friday night, starting from plag, that's because the mitzvah hoist of mechol al kodesh, so we let you daven ma'ariv earlier. But in general, for any other time, since we daven mincha to shkia or tzeis, whatever it is, one should not be davening ma'ariv beginning of plaga mincha. And combined with the fact that people might make a mistake and do malach over here and to tamur l'rabim, one should not do this. One should not daven ma'ariv and make avdala earlier. Even if someone is making avdala earlier, Mishnah Berurah says that he should wait to say kriyishma to tzeis or maybe say kriyishma over after tzeis kachavim. The Rama says that the minhag is to say achum and baruchu barichus on the nice arichus on the Shabbos t'imoysef mechol al kodesh. Reish Tzadi Dal, the next Simmer talks about Avdolah B'Tfilah, that in the Brach of Atachayim we say Atachayim Antonu, we mention Avdolah. And Mishnah Berurah says even some for every reason was Mavdolah, because before he died of Ma'ariv, he should still say Atachayim Antonu Ma'ariv. With Avdolah, the concept of Avdolah is the Reish Tzadi Dal, Mishnah Berurah says he's going to discuss later on Reish Tzadi Vav. Now the reason why this Atachayim Antonu is put in the Brach of Atachayim, Mishnah Berurah makes an Achayim, is because now I'll be Tveh Tzroch of Dam for your own personal needs until you Mavdol, until you say Avdolah. So it has to be before you start davening for yourself. He says they accept the minhag to say the words Ato Chaynin until the end of Shbina and then say Ato Chaynin Tanu and then continue Chaynin Be'etcha. If somebody started the brach with Ato Chaynin Tanu before Ato Chaynin, it's fine, especially if Shaar Tzina says there are some shittis holding you like that L'chatchila, but yeah, but it for sure works, it's for sure okay. If somebody made a mistake and they forgot to say Ato Chaynin Tanu, they realize later on Shemana Esrei, they continue davening, don't have to daven over, because anyway they're going to be Mavdal L'Kais later on. And we still discuss with somebody who forgot the Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, or some reason he couldn't have Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, is davening 2 shacharis next morning. So he says not to say Ato Chalaton either one, because he was very Mavdal Kais at night. For some reason it was not Mavdal Kais at night, he should say Ato Chalaton in the second Shemana Esrei in the morning, because that's the Tefillah Tashlumin. The first one is shacharis, the second one is Tashlumin for Ma'ariv, and the Tefillah Tashlumin for Ma'ariv, that would be the appropriate place to say Ato Chalaton. And also he still has the Mavdal afterwards after Al Kais, he could still say Avdala Al Kais, but you have on Sunday, and we'll share more about that in some Reish Tzayites Sif Vav.